The Defense Logistics Agency as a whole does distribute fuel, medical supplies, construction types of material, and food and water to Afghanistan. We don't do ammunition. That's typically a service responsibility. The Army would do that. What we do is provide spare part support to the forward deployed force so that they can maintain their equipment, so that they can use it in terms of sustainment of their operations from day to day.
And did the team that's headed into Afghanistan, did they require special training for this?
No, for the mission that they're doing, they are trained as part of their daily operations. This deployable capability actually was an outset from Katrina and Wilma during the Gulf disasters that we moved through earlier. A recognition that our hardened facilities in some cases may not be sufficient to meet a Joint Force Commander's requirement when they're in an austere environment, in this case, in such a place like Afghanistan. And so these folks have done this job in those hardened facilities. Some are from Texarkana, Texas. Some may be from San Joaquin, California, and some may be from here in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. But we do maintain the ability to be expeditionary and create this type of capability in an environment like Afghanistan to serve that function.
We're speaking with Rear Admiral Thomas Tran, commander of the Supply Corps at the Navy, and I wanted to ask you about the unit itself. You describe it as a modular, scalable, deployable unit. Is it something you can see in a discrete way? Is it like a metal box, or what does it look like?
Well, as you can imagine, right now it is a very expeditionary type of capability. So today we're moving in with containers of equipment that will be put in Afghanistan to allow us the opportunity to meet the requirement as expeditiously as possible. That will grow over time to a hardened facility where we actually will use buildings and other capability. But right now, there are a number of containers that house the equipment that we can drop in very quickly and start to operate from.
And where are you, and how do you protect the unit from attack?
The force in Afghanistan will be required to provide that type of force protection to ensure that it is limited in its ability to take an attack, but certainly not necessarily is it hidden in any way, shape, or form that it could not come under attack.
And who's going to be benefiting from this? And what I mean is, it seems like you're taking some of the air out of the balloon, some of the pressure off of another faction. Who are you helping out there?
Well, really, what we found through our analysis is by moving this equipment forward, this material forward, we believe that it will reduce the required strategic airlift by approximately 38%. So what that means is that the military's air cargo capability, to use your terms, will be lightened by about 38%. Now, that means that those aircraft can be used for other reasons to move other types of material. Most of this material will then be put on surface transportation, i.e. on the water, to be moved more economically. And it'll move across ground lines of communication up into Afghanistan and be positioned there.
Now, way back in the Operation Desert Storm days, one of the problems that logistics had was the fact that all those containers were there, and after a while, nobody knew what was in which one, and a lot of things were lost or they couldn't find them in time. What progress has DLA made in using technology such as RFID, that kind of thing, to make sure that you can keep what's in what container straight?
Well, I mean, that's part of the package that we bring forward, is the ability to use satellite communications back to the headquarters here to manage that type of stock. In Operation Desert Storm, Much of that material may have been sent forward by the services, as opposed to using a joint capability like the Defense Logistics Agency to manage that type of material in a perhaps more prudent manner.
And so what's the starting date? Are you already deployed there? Have some containers landed, or is this still to come?
Yes, containers are currently being put in place. Our initial operating capability is scheduled for the end of July, and our intention is that we will meet that initial operation capability date.
Do you see more deployments in the future, too, in other areas? You had mentioned other areas where you already are. I was just wondering about how more standard operating procedure this is going to become.
Well, I think as the Defense Logistics Agency works to be increasingly more expeditionary, certainly as hurricane season as it is upon us, should that situation arise, we have the capability to flex to meet that requirement as well. If something happened in another area of the world, we would also be able to move a capability like this into that area, whether it's in the Pacific, in Europe. That's the whole point of this, is to be able to flex to where the Joint Force Commander needs us.